Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Elizabeth and Radar on 99.1 The Mix.
Do you go to your class reunions? St. Thomas More High School, when I was there, it was Thomas More High School, right there on the south side, my alma mater, sent an email this week. And the subject was your 2025 class reunion. This is my 25th class reunion next year. 25 years.
Sure. That's been a while.
How is that possible?
I know. You look back and you're like, that was didn't seem like it was that long ago.
And they sent an email. Inside the actual body of the email, it says, interested in having a reunion? It's been a number of years since you've walked the halls of St. Thomas More High School, Thomas More, Don Bosco, Pio Nono, or St. Francis Seminary. Time flies. We're reaching out to you today to gauge interest in planning a class reunion. Based on our information, your class is coming up on a large reunion year. So they want to know. They're talking about there's reasons that are good to have a reunion: strengthens bonds, celebrates achievements, give back, share stories, reminisce, get together with old friends. And so they are asking for a response. And I've looked at this email now that I received and I thought, I feel like class reunions are a good thing. But then I'm sitting here thinking, but with social media, don't we kind of already know what's going on with people?
And look, the stories you told at your 10th, for me, it was the 11th. I'll get to that in a second.
Went to an 11th?
Yeah, we didn't have a 10th. We had an 11th. I'll tell you why. But you go to your 10th and you tell
and
those stories.
I was at the 10th. Was at the 10th.
Tell your stories. Remember when we did this? Yeah. Remember when you did it? Yeah. Remember when you took the go-kart down the hall? Yes, I do remember that.
Hartford Union High School. He's a legend.
So you do that. And then what do you do at the 20th? Did you go to a 20th? Did you get invited?
I was invited the 20th, and we had a wedding that weekend, so I could not make it to the 20th.
You tell the same stories. Now, 5 years later, you're going to tell the same stories again? I think the 10th anniversary for the class reunion is fine. That's one thing. The 10th class reunion, boom. After that, I noticed, too, that my friends at Hartford High School, they would post in a little, they had a Facebook group for the reunion, class of 89. And yeah, there was a lot of us at the 11th. After that, the 20, 25, we even had a 30. People dwindled. Not that they were falling off the face of the earth, but it was just like, been there, done that. You know, there was...
Wait, what happened, though, that you didn't have a 10th, but you had an 11th?
We had a little issue with our class president, and so people just... Usually, it's kind of like whoever graduates the class will just kind of take over and do this thing. Well, they've kind of forgot... With the class president and the vice president, we had some issues.
Okay. See, and
they
I got removed. And I panicked because senior year I was vice president and Tony Thompson was class president. And the reason why I'm panicking is because I don't have time to plan a class reunion.
Right.
And I don't even think I'd be really good at planning it. That's not my cup of tea.
So we kind of forgot about it. And then, lo and behold, I had some friends of mine and they reached out and they said, hey, everybody kind of dropped the ball on this, so we're going to have an 11th. We didn't have a 10th. And I was wondering, too. I go, I don't see anything in the mail or anything like that, but... Yeah. So well, we had an 11th.
I lean towards responding, yeah, I do have interest. We went to a smaller high school. Our graduating class was probably, I don't know exactly, maybe like 140, 150 people. And we had a good class and they were close. And I feel like a lot of us are still really close on social media. And when I went to the 10-year reunion, it was nice to see people and give hugs and see how people have changed and hear what's up with them. Honestly, look at the baby pictures. It's crazy to me because now these friends of mine, their kids are sometimes old enough to be in high school.
Isn't
they look
crazy?
Like their parents. And it's like, oh my God, that blows my mind.
Right.
But any of you, have you gone to a 25th class reunion? And do you think that they make sense now that we are so connected in this day and age with social media?
Or should just 10 be the cutoff? Hey, that was great seeing you again.
10 and then 50.
Good luck. Good luck.
Yeah. Radar's like, you wouldn't even go to your 50th? My mom did go to her 50th, and she said it was...
Really?
Oh, she said it was a riot. Yeah,
really?
Out in Richland Center. Yeah, she said it was a blast.
Oh, my God. They party hard out in Richland Center. What, all 8 of them that she graduated with?
Well, that's what I asked her. How many people were there? And I think it was 30, but her class didn't have that many people. So you can call or text 414-432-1099. What are your views on this?
Great question.
What are the pros and cons of having the class reunion? Because I'm not sure yet how I'm going to respond.
Will the STM kids... lose control? Well, they all
we were
crazy?
Good Catholic kids.
Oh, I know you Catholic kids. Uh-huh. Had to let loose.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.